is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving, which is why we've added to the big boy family. The Farmhouse Boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The Breakfast Boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the Bad Boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
They're playing basketball.
The three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Baked in, Kyle Peters. Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Brandaway. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Loramie up three. Ball inbounded. Minster half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandaway. Loose ball. Loramie's got it. Foul
wow.
Minster. Wow.
Right on cue.
Woo!
Nick Brandaway right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandaway and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc of the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Bringer. Coming right back is Fixler with a tray. Good for Anna. two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores and Joys covering 80 contests each year, featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns along, three ball, good. Better find her on a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter. Top of the circle, Holscher. Three-point shot, Gebhardt. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhardt from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high, let it fly. All net. It's Dosick stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long two-pointer for Dosick. Foul line, it goes to Holscher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open, three ball, buried it. Taylor Ratterman from long distance. She has been on a streak. Hey, Chuck, that was tailor-made.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch, yes. I like that. But he handles the ball well. He's having a good game. They're tough to beat. Here's a long trifecta by Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Hulskamp, three ball. Good! Good! Riley Hulskamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good! Mark Bixler, herky-jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, hello, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are the masked announcers speaking to you from Fort Loramie, where tonight the Fort Loramie Redskins entertain the Jackson Center Tigers in an important Shelby County Athletic League boys contest. So many thanks to Derek behind the scenes back at WMVR, the Sydney radio station. WMVR 105.5 TAM FM is our partner for high school basketball coverage. A little noisy here at Fort Loramie, the pep band striking up. I said important game tonight. It's maybe more so because Fort Loramie's 1-0 in the league, having won on the road, albeit Rushi. Jackson Center 0-1, losing a home game, Chuck, a contest we covered last Friday night. Fort Loramie Redskins figure to be in the hunt for the Shelby County League Championship down the home stretch. So does this Jackson Center team. But the Tigers now, having failed against Bodkins at the Habitat of the Cat, need to steal one somewhere.
Well, this is a big game for them tonight. I mean, it's big for both of them. You talk about games at the end of the season. The ones at the beginning mean just as much. Jackson Center gave up 68 points in their gym last Friday night. That's unheard of. We were talking about it before during the JV game, and a couple of the guys were saying they were doing some research. They don't remember the last time that a Scott Elkert team gave up that many points in their gym, let alone any place else. But you look down the line, and Jackson Center, they had four kids in double figures. Bodkins did a real nice job on Riker, keeping him from catching. When he caught the ball where he wanted to catch it, they would double and triple him, but they did a good job of pushing him away from the spot where he wanted to catch it. Loramie's going to have to do that tonight, too. They got to try to keep him down.
A lot of pressure on the shoulders of Grant Albers, the big man in the middle for Fort Loramie.
Right. Well, I mean, you look down the Loramie roster and you go, Jesus, did I just get the book out from last year? Because they've got about everybody back, and it's a very deep, very talented basketball, well-coached basketball team.
Experience, that's for sure. In the Fort Loramie opener, the Redskins down to Rushi, 63-44. Caleb Meyer scored 13. Caleb Maurer scored 12. Grant Albers had a dozen as well. Lane Frilling pumped in 10. As Chuck noted,
Jackson Center had 4 in double figures against Botkins. Aiden Reichert was limited to 12. Trevor Sosby, Camden Reese, 11 each. And Carson Regula, the outstanding sharpshooting junior guard, drilled home 17 big points. As so many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. And thanks to our WMVR listening audience. And we'd like to let you know that tonight through 9 o'clock, the Salvation Army is conducting its annual Stuff the Bus outside the Sydney Walmart. So head on over there to the Sydney Walmart for the Salvation Army's Stuff the Bus event, where they are accepting donations for the needy boys and girls this Christmas. You can make the trek to Stuff the Bus and stay tuned to this basketball coverage tonight by listening to your car radio, WMVR, or joining us, the radio on your phone, scoresbroadcast.com. And don't forget, at Walmart, ask about the mascots. Just say that magic word, the mascots. Corey Britton, Chuck, is in his 7th year, head coach of the Fort Laramie Redskins, and it's a club that on the hardwood and on the gridiron for head coach Spencer Wells in football has been injury-riddled the last 2 years. How much will Colin Moore play tonight? Maybe a little, maybe not at all. Nate Meyer probably won't play, period, for Fort Laramie. Head coach Britton talked about the walking wounded.
Yeah, we had some kids out, but that also gives opportunity for other kids to step up and play. So we got to have some guys step up tomorrow night, and if we want to compete against a really good basketball team. And I'm looking forward to those guys taking advantage of the opportunities, and we'll see what happens.
Update on Nate Meyer, Colin Moore, who will suit up maybe in the next week or so, who's not ready yet.
It'll be a game-time decision for one of them, and then hopefully tomorrow or next week we can reevaluate Nate a little bit. So Colin, hopefully, if he's ready to go, he's going to get a chance, but it'll be a game-time decision. We're not going to rush anything. Health and wellness is number one priority for our kids, and winning a basketball game is not over that.
So. Right. An asset of this team, experience.
Yeah, at one point we did. We got some kids that have been out. So Nolan, Grant, and Caleb Meyer provide a bunch of experience for us. So getting those kids back and those
Caleb Maurer, whom you did not have last year.
Yeah, I mean, he missed the first 9 games or last 13 or 14 games. So those three, Caleb Meyer, Grant Albers, and Nolan Burning, definitely those are 3-year letter winners for us. Those are big cogs.
Assessed rebounding, shooting. What have you liked so far today?
Not rebounding, that's for sure. We get really lackadaisical on the glass, and if we don't pay attention to details tomorrow night, we're going to get walloped on the glass. Jackson's really good there. But I like the way we've played as a team and really gotten after it. Accepting new rules, playing hard and playing together. I really like our team chemistry. I think we share the ball really, really well, and we can hit you a lot of different ways. So that's definitely a positive.
Grant Albers certainly has a chance to be a force in the middle. Albers, Reichert, that's a duel in this game this evening here at Fort Laramie.
Yeah, I mean, it's a challenge not only for Grant but for Caleb Meyer and Colin Moore, if he's healthy, to slow down the reigning Shelby County League Player of the Year. I mean, there's not a lot of people in the area that are better than Aiden Reichert, regardless of division. So it's just not on Grant. It's just not his shoulders. It's a team thing, and we got to get it done at that end of the floor as a group.
Hey, your club, Corey, has had a trademark of being a pretty good three-point shooting team the last few seasons.
Knock on wood, Jack. We'll need to hit some tomorrow night. I think that was the biggest takeaway from the Botkins game, is Botkins really shot it well from the perimeter and gave Jackson some fits from that end. So we have to hit our fair shots, and when we have the opportunity arises, we gotta meet the opportunity head on and knock down shots. That's for sure.
Words from Corey Britton, head coach of the Fort Laramie Redskins, who collide with Jackson Center tonight. The Tigers, as we noted, were knocked off by Botkins last week, 68-55. 22-year head coach Scott Elkert said, His team hung right with the Trojans until the final minute of the third period.
The ending of the third quarter was detrimental to us. We had worked hard, took the lead in the third quarter, and then we have a bad turnover at the end of the third quarter. We like to play for the last shot, and they ended up, they were up one at that stage of the game. So we either had to, we had a chance to end the third quarter down one or up one or two, but instead we turn the ball over, they get the ball back, they get the last shot, we have another defensive breakdown, and they hit a three on us at the end of the quarter, go up four, and I felt like we never really recovered from that point on. I think the closest we ever got it down to in the fourth quarter was maybe 4 points.
Right. You mentioned defensive breakdowns.
Yeah.
That's something you're going to shore up in the next few weeks?
Well, we hope so. We've worked very hard at it this week, that's for sure. I think Monday's practice was strictly nothing more than our main kids playing defense the entire practice. And really, it was a couple of issues last week. Defensive transition was not good, followed by our half-court defense just had too many breakdowns, and we end up giving up 68 points, and you know, that's not typical for us.
Hey, I was impressed with your athleticism. A very athletic Jackson Center basketball team.
Yeah, I feel like we do roll some good athletes out there and some skilled guys, but as you know, as well as I know, that's not going to get it done if you can't guard people in our league, and especially is not going to get the job done late in the year. So that's been our main focus all week.
And it's especially important this season because the heavyweights in the SCAL lock horns early on in the course of the schedule.
Yeah, and it feels like everybody this year is a heavyweight in the SCAL. I mean, honestly, but you're right. They're, you know, for us, we play Friday. Now we're coming back and playing tonight against a very experienced, probably the most experienced team on paper coming back, and a team that played in a regional semifinal game last year. So we know we have our work cut out against a very experienced and very high-quality Fort Laramie team.
The Jackson Center Tigers own five straight victories over Fort Laramie. In fact, four of those five, Chuck, by an average of just over 3 points. You may recall, Chuck, 2 years ago, regional semifinal, Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. The game was nip and tuck, very, very low scoring. Even in the middle 20s, I think Jackson Center got the last 5 points and won it 30-25 to cap off a three-game sweep 2 years ago. And then last year, Jackson Center beat Fort Laramie twice again. Redskins' last triumph over Jackson Center was in February 2017.
Well, you heard Coach Elkert talk about that play at the end of the third quarter where they turned it over, and you could see. I mean, it was a design play that they ran for Meyer, but you saw it coming from a mile away. They were running him through, and he was going to go out and get a three, and Jackson did not switch it. Totally uncharacteristic of Jackson Center defense, and that's what he's talking about. They if they don't shore that up, it could be a long year for them.
These two clubs went very deep into the Division IV boys tournament last year. In fact, Jackson Center was still alive, having won
state champions. Just ask UCF.
Right, exactly. In the Elite Eight for sure. Won a regional semifinal. We're set to play the Wellington School from Columbus, which had nipped Fort Laramie in the regional semi. So these two teams had outstanding tournament runs, and Jackson Center was not yet knocked out when the health crisis struck.
Right. Well, that was sad. We had some teams playing. We had Anna girls. We had Laramie girls. We had the Jackson boys. These are all teams that we could have been having some fun in Columbus, and the whole thing got shut down. Rightfully so, but still very disappointing.
Indeed. Yep. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. We'll hear from AAG in a moment. Parker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, your number one agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney.
Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Fresh's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County. Also Fort Loramie in Indian Lake. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank at osgoodbank.com. And SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAG Inc. OH. This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
And thank you so much to the Sydney Daily News, the very best sports page coverage around, and our partner WMVR in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. Junior varsity tilt tonight went to Fort Loramie. Won it by about a dozen points. Redskins defeated the Tigers in our preliminary tilt. Hey, don't forget, at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, right through December 24th, 15 to 50% off. All items in stock. 15 to 50% price reduction. Jewelry Barn in Rushi. That's through the day before Christmas. 2399 Rushi for Sales Road in Rushi. The Jewelry Barn. All items in stock. Cut in price. Start your Christmas wish now, or I should say, start your Christmas wish list now and start your layaways now at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Starting lineups for this game tonight for the Jackson Center Tigers. Aiden Reichert in the middle. Averaged just a hair under 20 points a game last year. He's a 6'5 senior. He's joined by Carson Regula, a 5'11 junior. Jace Mullenauer, a 5'10 sophomore. Trevor Sosby, a 5'11 senior. And Camden Reese, a 6'3" sophomore. Jackson Center Tigers in the road gray, not black.
I like those uniforms.
Yeah, I do too. Road gray for Jackson Center, orange numbers outlined in black. Home standing Fort Loramie Redskins in the white from top to bottom. Red numerals, black piping, and black and red down the sides of the shorts. For Fort Loramie, Caleb Maurer, outstanding athlete. He is a 6-foot sophomore, would have played last year quite a bit as a freshman, injured his labrum. Caleb Meyer, a 6'2" senior. We got two Calebs. One is Maurer, one is Meyer. Obviously no relation, but I tell you what, Chuck, they do take after each other. They know how to put the ball in the basket, both of them. Yeah, I mean, you look down the list, and when they get everybody back, this is going to be a formidable basketball team. They're going to be good tonight, but they're going to be better down the road.
Grant Albers in the middle, 6'3" and senior. Nolan Burning, 5'11" senior guard. Lane Frilling, 6'3" junior at a wing. Colin Moore is a maybe tonight. Some ouchy leftover football injuries. Nate Meyer, the solid running back and defensive back for Spencer Wells football team, is a no-go till next week. He suffered that hamstring injury during the football campaign, was getting better toward the end of the gridiron season. Then he injured fingers on a hand. So he's gone for another full week anyway.
That's too bad.
Opening tip to start the game is won by Jackson Center. Moving from left to right on your radio dial or computer screen or phone, whatever your handheld device might be, as you use your imagination, visualizing the start of this game tonight. Tigers, forecourt right, Sosby top of the key, picked up by Burning. Tries to hit Camden Reese in the lane. Here's a feed to Reichert. Oh, he twirls into the paint area. Nifty maneuver by the big man. Short left-hand drop shot. Oh, it swirled around. Came out.
Everything but the basket. That's a nice move.
Tough break for Reichert. Game's opening shot. Went down below the iron. Might have touched the net. Came out. Fort Loramie, half court to her left. On the arc, it's Caleb Meyer. Foul line extended. Cross court to Maurer. We'll have to distinguish between those two young men, Maurer and Meyer. Nate Meyer, probably not playing tonight. Outside the arc, high left, it's Burning. Gets a screen from Albers, who rolls. Burning keeps it, dives into the lane, feeds off into the right corner to Caleb Meyer. He overshoots a lengthy two. It goes out of bounds to Jackson Center. Jackson Center has had its way with Fort Loramie last 2 years, winning low-scoring defensive struggles.
Well, that's where they want it to be tonight, too.
Well, we played a minute 15, no score. Ball walked up to Sosby. He runs Burning into Reichert. Ball flipped to Reichert. Then it goes right corner to Mullenauer. Right back to Aiden. Aiden at the mid-post, back to the hoop, 12 feet away, doesn't shoot. Gives it up on the arc to Camden Reese. Outside the arc on the left to Mullenauer. He's on the bounce. Now Regula. Now Mullenauer. Right back to Reichert again. He bullies his way into the lane. Goes up and under. Wow. Makes it. Right around Grant Albers. Strong move.
Tougher shot than the one he missed to start the game.
Oh, yeah. Powerful play by Reichert.
Oh, he's a strong kid.
Jackson Center up 2-0. We played a minute 50. Here's Albers. Foul line for Fort Loramie. On the arc to Burning. Right back into Albers. Oh, ball's punched up in the air. Stolen by Regula. He darts down the floor. Hits Camden Reese. 3-on-2 break. Shot no good. Follow is in. Was that Regula, Chuck?
I'm looking to see. Yep, that was Regula.
Athletic board play by Carson Regula of Jackson Center, which darts on top 4-0. Top of the circle, Burning. Straight away goes to Albers, who peers inside for the cutter. Lane Frilling in the right corner. Oh, nice feed. Low post on the block, right side. And it's caught by Caleb Maurer, and he makes the four-footer. Jackson Center defenders got lost.
Yeah, the defender fell down.
4-2, Jackson Center. Here's a drive by Regula. He barrels into the paint area, feeds baseline left, kicked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Inbounding is Sosby, left to the rim for the Tigers, who lead 4-2. 5:16 to go in a low-scoring first quarter, as we expected. Sosby into Reichert, low in the right. He twirls right around Maurer. Easy banker.
He's a lot more active in the first quarter than he was last Friday when we watched.
Tell you what, Chuck, one thing Botkins does feature is three young men, 6'4", 6'5", 6'6".
Yeah, and they did a real nice job. I'm going to remember it was Homan.
Yes.
Who played him square up a lot of times and he blocked his first three shots of the game.
Yeah, Fort Loramie, not quite as big as Botkins. A couple inches shorter in the front line. Not near the bulk as well. Foul line jump shot by Lane Frilling of Fort Loramie. Hits the back of the rim, skies up into the air, and glances off a cable. Out of bounds to Jackson Center.
Yeah. But Botkins had the trifecta. They shot lights out from 3 points.
Oh, yeah.
And they played great defense, and the combination was a nice win for them.
68-55 last Friday. in our scoresbroadcast.com WMVR debut at the Habitat of the Cat. Here's Camden Reese, foul line for Jackson Center. Started to drive, held up, pitched it behind him on the arc. Baseline left, it's Riker, straightaway Regula. Now Riker, 25 feet out. Let's see if he puts it on the deck and drives. He's bouncing the ball, motioning. Albers on him. 4:12 to go, first quarter, 6-2, Jackson Center. Here's Burning, checking Camden Reese, 25 feet away. Camden Reese on the bounce. Now he's about 30 feet out. Jackson Center up 4, early going. Here's Mullenauer. Ball high overhead, shovel straight away to Trevor Sosby. Sosby picked up now by Burning. Outside the arc on the left is Reichert. Reichert spots up. He'll chuck up the three ball. No, off the flange. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. 6-2, Jackson Center. 3.5 to go. First quarter, quickly played. Top of the circle, Albers. Reichert picks him up. Spin move, Grant. Didn't try to take it all the way to the hoop around Reichert. Instead, made a no-look pass on the arc, and it went through the legs of the receiver.
Should have looked.
Well, Fort Loramie a bit sluggish. But
yeah, I mean, that pass was low. I mean, it might have been able to be handled, but it was definitely around his feet.
Here comes Jackson Center up and over the timeline. Riker, top of the circle, wants to drive on Albers. Goes down the left side of the lane. Flips up a runner with the left. It skimmed off the rim. No good. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. It's Colin Moore seeing action. Game time decision, according to head coach Corey Britton, and Colin is in there. We will not see Nate Meyer. Here's a deep three, left wing, Moore, no good, off the heel. Long rebound down to Regula, bounce pass to Sosby, pulls up, fadeaway 15-footer, swish, good-looking shot. Trevor Sosby, 8-2 Tigers, 2:38 to go first quarter. Albers top of the key. Fort Loramie with a 19-point win over Rushi on the road at the Raiders gym last Friday. Each team's played a game. Jackson Center lost at home. Fort Loramie won away from home. Here's a long 3-point shot straight away. Caleb Maurer, he retreated a couple more steps. The defender said, go ahead and try it, and he made him pay. A bomb by Caleb Maurer. 8-5, Jackson Center in the lead with 3 now. Down to 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here's Camden Reese on the arc, 25 feet out. Bounce pass to Sosby. Fumbled it. Continued the dribble. Burning checks him. Grant Albers has got the assignment of following Aiden Reichert all over the court. Camden Reese, nearly a 5-second count. Bounce pass down low to Reichert. He shakes 1-2 defenders, and he goes up strong. Got it from 5 feet away.
He's got 3 baskets in the first quarter. He had 4 baskets for the entire game against
Fox. Isn't that amazing? Totally different offensive look for Jackson Center here tonight, which is not being defended quite as tough as Botkins defended the Tigers last Friday evening, especially on the interior.
Well, right now they're trying to play Reichert straight up, and so far they're struggling a little bit.
Exactly. Albers has got to have some help. Head coach Corey Britton for Fort Loramie alluded to that in the pregame. Here's Colin Moore. Takes a pass in the paint down low. Half hook shot from 8 feet. Short off the front of the rim. Rebound to Reichert. Met by Albers, top of the circle. Reichert spins, goes to Regula, baseline left, 10-5, Jackson Center. 50 seconds to go, first quarter. Now Camden Reese on the arc. Popping out to catch is Reichert. He looks down inside. Camden's loose, caught it, gave it to Regula for a deep three. It hits the rim, goes high in the air, rebound Colin Moore. Here come the Redskins. They don't have the numbers, though. It is Caleb Meyer on the left flank. Now to Colin Moore, 25 feet away. Nolan Burning, good. 3-point shooters got it for the Redskins. 22 seconds to go in the first. Jackson Center up 5. Fort Loramie plays for 1. A very briskly played opening stanza.
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that the Jackson Center kids probably had a really stringent week of practice.
Well, I was at one of them. And you're right. High left, outside the arc, at the buzzer. Got it! Caleb Meyer lets it fly right through the bottom of the well. Big bucket for Fort Loramie, which had been down 8-2. It's 10-8 Tigers after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these Fort Loramie sponsors, Geyers Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs, TomJerry's.com. Chuck, as we talk about Fort Loramie, guess what? Three-pointer by Burning to start the second period, and the Redskins leap in front just like that, 11-10.
Well, that's a six-point run for them, and that was a well-designed play to come out of the time to come out of the quarter break.
And a 9-2 spurt by Fort Loramie, which had been down 8-2. Here's Reichert. Wow, baseline left, might have gotten away, hooking a defender. He twisted and turned down low, got free, banked in a three-footer. We have an offensive foul at the other end against Fort Loramie's Caleb Meyer as he blasted to the baseline and threw an elbow into a Jackson Center player. 12-11 Tigers, 7:08 left in the second. Very, very quickly played first half of action. Chuck, it's only 7:34 on the actual clock.
One foul. It's a well-played game so far. Yeah,
no stoppages. Here is Jackson Center going cross-court. Trevor Sosby left open. Swish! Three-pointer, Sosby. 15-11. Tigers by four. 6:40 left in the second period. Good ball movement by Jackson Center. Freeing up Sosby for the long-distance trade. Here is Caleb Meyer, foul line for Fort Loramie. At the elbow on the right now. Fires a 16-foot fadeaway. Missed it. Rebound Jackson Center. Quickly up the floor. Stolen! Intercepted by Caleb Meyer. He pulls up at the elbow. Hits the trailer. Long three ball in the air. Short by Maurer. Here comes Jackson Center quickly the other way. Reichert out of control. Looked like a Euro step and a walk. No call. Foul Fort Loramie. Did you see it the way I saw it, Chuck?
It looked funny, but I'm not sure that it, as long as that back foot didn't slide, I think it was a legitimate play, and he got bumped.
Well, the officials gave him the benefit of the doubt. Riker's free throw, though, a little heavy. 15-11, Jackson Center up four, 6:12 to go second quarter. Fort Loramie had a brief lead, 11-10, with over 7.5 to go in this period. Jackson Center with 5 in a row, now 6 in a row, as Riker goes 1 of 2 at the stripe. We near the 6-minute mark, second quarter. Jackson Center back up 5 after Fort Loramie had sneaked ahead by 1. Here's Burning, pick and roll, Albers. Albers around, Riker got it. Uh-oh, Grant may have stubbed his toe, jammed his ankle, something. He's hobbling a bit. Up over the center line comes regular for Jackson Center. Quickly down inside to Reese. Reese thought he had position. Quick double by Fort Loramie and a steal. Here's Ratterman on the floor now. Baseline jump shot to Devin. No good. Rebound. Good. Caleb Maurer, very athletic with 2.
He's got 7 now. 7 of their 15.
Evan Ratterman, 5'10 senior, on the court for the Redskins. 16-15 Tigers. Lane Frilling gets set to check back in. Jackson Center dribbling far away left. It's Sosby. Sosby circling now, whips a pass to Riker on the arc, right flank. Straight away it goes to Fark, who's checked in off the bench. Pushing foul against Fort Loramie. It's Common.
That's Caleb Myers' second. He was just about a half a step slow on the steal attempt that time.
Nolan Fark, very good sixth man for Jackson Center. He is seeing action, a 6-1 soft. 5:05 to go, second quarter, 1-point lead Jackson Center. Ball entered to Sosby at the timeline. Goes down the left side to Mullenauer, into the lane to Reichert. Wants to power up against Colin Moore, who's got that assignment. Can't do it. Reichert gets it back, slides to the hardwood, then sends it on the perimeter. 4:40 left. Second quarter, 1-point lead Jackson Center. Here's Fark deep in the corner. Redskins have picked up the intensity defensively. Riker's got it now. Colin Moore checks him. Sosby, Camden Reese, picked up by Frilling. Now Fark into Riker. Colin Moore bodies him from behind. Pulling his way into the lane as Riker twists and turns with a left-hand hook. Wide right to Jackson Center, stared the board. Here's a straightaway deuce by Mullenauer. No, stick back, Riker.
Nice rebound. The intensity has picked up both teams.
Oh, yeah. 18-15, Jackson Center by three. 4 minutes left, second quarter. Lane Frilling, high left. Riker greets him there. Now Burning. Oh, Burning stops and pops. Buried it! 24-footer by Burning.
He's got great range.
And we are not at 18 each. 3:42 to go, second quarter. Oh, it's a great game tonight here at Fort Loramie. Chuck, we knew how to pick him. Here's Sosby. He slides down the lane, zips to the basket. Knocked away at the last second by Fort Loramie. Goes out of bounds. Sosby will throw in. Baseline right of the rim. Game deadlocked, 18 each. 3.5 to go, second quarter. Oh, here's the 5-second count. Barely getting it in is Sosby. On the arc, it goes to Mullenauer, Jace Mullenauer. Cross court to Fark. His defender left his feet, giving Fark a look from 15. He knocks it down.
A nice job of getting himself in the right position and squared up.
20-18, Jackson Center by two. 3:12 to go here in the second quarter. Lane Frilling outside the arc on the left. Poked away by Reichert. He's got a run out after the steal. He flushed it. He flushed it. Aiden Reichert on a dunk, a breakaway, a steal, and like a thoroughbred on the loose, he powered in the slam at the other end of the floor. 4-point lead, Jackson Center. Foul line, Caleb Maurer into the lane to Colin Moore, working. Fadeaway, 8-footer, way short. Did Jackson Center get a piece of it? Fort Loramie says yes. The official says no.
Whether I got a piece of it or not, that was a very bad fourth shot that time.
Yep, shot selection, not real good. 2:43 to go, second quarter, 22-18. Jackson Center by four over Fort Loramie. Well-played defensive game. Each team now getting into its routine of maximizing good offensive looks when they've got the ball. They're in the flow. Here's Camden Reese. He goes baseline. Then straight away to Rikers. Long, high-arching triple, wide right. Rebound comes down to Caleb Maurer for Fort Loramie. Goes between the legs. Now Burning. 2:10 to go. Second quarter. 22-18 Jackson Center. Burning retreats to center court at the Redskins logo. Gets instructions from head coach Corey Britton. Bounce pass to Caleb Maurer. Jackson Center's defense drops back inside the arc. Here's Colin Moore catching, the 6-foot senior. Another steal by Riker. He barges the other way. Doesn't dunk this one. Lays it in off the window. 4 in a row by Riker. 6-point lead, Jackson Center. Minute 46 left in the second on scores, broadcast.com.
Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals plus customer pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's back in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. And see them online, too, at GAIERSinc.com.
Well, the Jackson Center Tigers have reeled off six in a row. 4 points from Reichert, a field goal, a jump shot from Fark. And the 18-18 tie is suddenly a half-dozen point lead for the Tigers. Down to 90 seconds to go in the second quarter. Shot fake by Caleb Maurer. Straight away, Colin Moore. Now Devin Radiman, who can shoot the three. Here's Lane Frilling. Burning open for a second, picked up his dribble, cross court to Radiman. Minute 20 left, second quarter. Right flank, it's Maurer. Now Lane Frilling straight away. Frilling sets a pick for Radiman. Bounce pass on top to Caleb Maurer. Now here's Burning. Burning dribbles to the foul line. Oh, look at that loose ball. Diving on it, Reichert. And what's been whistled? Foul against Jackson Center?
Yeah, he came in from behind, jumped on the pile. I think that's a correct call. Good hustle, but a correct call. That's only the first team foul.
That's crazy.
Three for Loramie, one for Jackson.
And head coach Scott Elker to Jackson Center says that first one shouldn't have been called.
The referee's got a big smile on his face. So
The official says, yep. And Scott says, no way.
The official wins.
Yes, we play on. 52 seconds to go, second quarter. Top of the circle, Albers for Fort Loramie, which is down six. Here's Lane Frilling. Zips it into the lane to Albers. Tries to square up against Riker. Can't do it. Right corner, Radiman. Now Burning. They rotate it around on top. Burning. Pick and roll with Albers. Nothing there. Frilling 25 feet out. Under 30 to go in the second. Jackson Center up six. Burning. Ball high overhead. Frilling pops out to catch. Ball dealt to Radiman. Here's Albers down to 17, 16. Radiman takes the triple line drive shot. Hit the rim. Backboard no good. Stick back, yes. Caleb Maurer. Easy rebound. 8 seconds to go. Jackson Center up four. 5 seconds to go. Albers on Reichert. Reichert midcourt. Will the Tigers get a shot? No, they don't. And the first half comes to a close. Jackson Center 24, Fort Loramie 20. On the scores, broadcast.com, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, High School Sports Network.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, your masked announcers, back here at Fort Loramie. We love what we do. You may not be able to tell it because you can't see our smiles. We are enjoying ourselves. Great game. Jackson Center 24, Fort Loramie 20 at halftime intermission. Physical therapist Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. Fully qualified and licensed physical therapist. He treats knees, shoulders, neck and back pain, bulging discs, even headaches. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts most all major insurance plans, including Anthem, Medicare, and workers' comp. You may not need a doctor's referral. The time and effort you invest in physical therapy are worth it. For sure, it's a good idea to know a superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle. 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491. 419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy keeps you moving forward. Our halftime report brought to you by AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie. Tigers up 4 over the Redskins. Chuck,
that's been a good first half, a well played first half. Loramie has a 7-6 rebounding advantage. Not a lot of missed shots. Jackson Center has 3 offensive rebounds. Fort Loramie has 2. The Tigers turned it over only twice. Loramie turned it 5 times. Loramie did not go to the free throw line in the first half. Jackson was 1 of 2 individual scoring for the Tigers. Aiden Riker back on schedule scored 15 in the first half. They got 5 out of Trevor Sosby, 2 from Fark, 2 from Regula. They scored 10 and 14, 24 in the first half. Loramie was led by sophomore Caleb Maurer with 9. They got 6 on 2 threes from Nolan Burning. They got 3 from Caleb Meyer, 2 from Grant Albers. They scored 8 and 12, and they trail at 24-20 at the half.
Hey, Chuck, we remarked in the pregame, Jackson Center owns 5 straight wins over Fort Loramie. This game at 24-20 fits the mold of those 5 victories by the Tigers.
It does. I mean, we talked about Jackson and wanting to be more balanced. Last week they were more balanced and they lost by 13. Tonight it's pretty much the Reichert show and they lead by 4. So I guess that shows you that I don't know as much as I thought I did.
24-20 Jackson Center. Halftime report brought to you by AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glass work is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC Soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work, too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Jackson Center 24, Fort Loramie 20, 3 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. Say many schools and colleges, plus government agencies and public utilities and healthcare and high-tech organizations have something in common, a unified security management system from SecureCom in Minster. From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom does it all. At SecureCom, we know most people have common knowledge about various security systems, but leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at SecureCom.com. SECURCOM.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection. You know, the holidays are a wonderful but hectic time of the year. Don't stress over finding that perfect gift. Give them what they really want, money, and spend more time enjoying the holiday season. Use Zelle at your Osgood Bank mobile app to send money to a friend before the end of the year. And then Osgood Bank will enter you for a chance to win $2,500. Osgood Bank. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing member. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, brought to you by LaCal Equipment. It's in Jackson Center, and it promotes student academic success here on scoresbroadcast.com, and has done so now for 14 years. We highlight a couple of cheerleaders tonight for Fort Loramie. Iris Ruenkamp, senior cheerleader, 3.8 GPA, daughter of Kim and Brian, active as a volunteer at church, FFA, 4-H. She'll study at Edison or Wright State Lake to start the bachelor's degree and pursue education. For Jackson Center, senior cheerleader Kennedy Jackson, 3.9 GPA, daughter of Anthony and Stephanie, participates in volleyball, FCA, FCCLA, 4-H, and softball. Psychology at Bowling Green for her. Brought to you by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. So many thanks to the fine folks at LaCal, which is named for L.A., California. That's where LaCal got its start. And it manufactures highway maintenance parts for equipment, and they get delivered all over the world. Well, we're set to start a new 8 minutes. Opening seconds of the third quarter, Jackson Center possession. Thanks again to LaCal. During girls' games, including the one tomorrow, we'll highlight a couple of young ladies on the basketball court. During boys' games, we promote the cheerleaders. Thanks again to LaCal. Jackson Center with the ball to our left as you use your imagination. Listening to scoresbroadcast.com, the radio on your phone, or listening to WMVR, your car radio. Here's a drive down the lane, but Carson Regula of Jackson Center, he was off balance. Looked like he might have committed a violation.
I thought he traveled. I'm not sure. I think the block, if you're going to call a foul, the block call was correct, but I think he traveled first.
And not only was there no whistle on what might have been an apparent miscue by the Tigers, as Chuck noted, two-shot foul called. Tigers up four, 7:25 left here in the second quarter.
that.
I don't want to go out on a limb and say that Corey Britton didn't care for the call.
No. And he's out on the floor.
I don't blame him.
Not only is he out on a limb, he's out on the floor.
He's got to get back in the coach's box.
Yeah, there have been a couple situations tonight where players have been.
That's short.
Yeah, free throw, regular, no good.
You saw it leave his hand, it was short.
Yeah, there have been a couple offensive scenarios where the offensive player was maybe given a little too much benefit of the doubt by the referee. Carson Regular, second free throw, swish. 25-20, Jackson Center by five over Fort Loramie with 7:20 left to go here in the third quarter. So many thanks again to our Fort Loramie game sponsors. Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning. In a moment, a word for you from Brookins. You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Best food around Brookins.
Man, I would love some of their chicken.
I'd love their chicken tonight. I'd come right back for marinated chops tomorrow night.
That would not be a bad two-night meal.
They've got marinated pork chops, which go fast on Saturday nights. You got to get there early. Here's a deep three, right corner, Fort Loramie. Colin Moore buries it.
Nice stroke that time by Moore. That looked good.
Oh, yeah. Looked like one of his 30-yard throws down the middle of the field on a fly pattern to Eilerman, a receiver. 6.5 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie down two, 25-23. Jackson Center was up at the outset of this game, 8-3. Has had a six-point lead on at least one occasion. Fort Loramie got it tied at 18. Redskins had a one-point edge at 11-10. Jackson Center's been in front most of the way, but it is going to be tight. It's going to be a close call to the finish. Here's Trevor Sosby, 25 feet away, picked up by Burning. Left corner, Mullenauer. Now, Sosby. Sosby on the bounce. We're quickly down to 5:44 to go here in the third quarter. 25-23 lead, Jackson Center. Chuck, you get the feeling 40-42 points might be good enough to win this
game.
Well,
both teams are playing really good defense right now.
Here's Riker, baseline right, on top to Camden Reese. He guns, missed it long, no good. Rebound, fumbled away. Jackson Center lost the handle. It's thrown inbounds by the Tigers and saved. What a play, but Jackson Center's Reese, he came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Wow. That was a Superman-like leap by Camden Reese. 25-23, Tigers still maintain the ball. Foul line extended right, Mullenauer. Right wing, Regula. Five even to go, third quarter. Sosby, Camden Reese. On him, Colin Moore. Camden wants to drive, can't do it. They cleared the floor for him, but Colin Moore was up to the task. Here's a fadeaway two, left baseline, Mullenauer missed it short. Might have been a hair behind the arc. Nonetheless, not good. Rebound Fort Loramie.
Yeah, he didn't get any legs in that shot at all.
You're right, Chuck. 4.5 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie can tie or take the lead with a three ball. Circling near midcourt, it is Caleb Maurer. Gets a high screen from Caleb Meyer. Oh, Maurer steps into a three ball. 25-footer shy. Rebound Albers on the arc to Burning. He missed a triple for the lead. And Reichert snares the board for Jackson Center. He barrels down the floor. Gives it up right wing to Sosby, 25 feet out. Goes straight away to Regula, picked up by Burning. 3:58 to go here in the third. Jackson Center but two. Reichert wants to drive, goes baseline, cut off, gets it back, works against Albers, fade away, eight-footer, lot of rim. Oh, it trickles in.
That's a shooter's touch right there, because that was outstanding defense.
Feather-like shot from Reichert. Power player, but he can put touch on that jumper when he needs to. Four-point lead, Jackson Center. 3.5 to go in the third. Albers to Burning. Burning wants to drive. He's got a little avenue into the lane. A runner off to the right. It skimmed from the iron and was punched out by Fort Loramie.
Well, he didn't make the shot, but it's nice to see Burning put it on the floor because he's known as a three-point shooter. Yep. And if he can put it on the floor and get to the rim, that's going to give him a lot more space to get that three off.
What's Albers got so far, Chuck?
Albers has scored two.
Just one bucket. I remember the close-in bank shot. Here's Reichert striding down the lane around one man, around another. Forces one up for the baseline. No good. Rebound jammed out the Jackson Center. 3:04 to go, third quarter, in a very expeditiously played game. Very few.
Good word.
Yeah. A lot of syllables for Jack Brenner.
Yeah.
A lot of syllables.
I wish I knew what it meant.
Well, we've had so few halts in the action. Have one right here. Defensive foul, Tigers. It's common. And Fort Loramie will throw in only two fouls in this second half.
There was four fouls called total in the first half. And now there's only two here in the second. I like the way they're calling the game.
Deep three, right corner, Fort Loramie got it. Caleb Meyer hits. Fort Loramie, two passes after the inbounds throw. Set play from beneath the rim. And Meyer poured it through. Jackson Center's lead shaved to one. 27-26, 2.5 to go, third quarter. Sosby, Camden Reese on top. Whips it to Reichert, right wing. Reichert to Sosby. Big possession here for the Tigers who want to stem the tide. Reichert comes out to catch. He's doubled. He's boxed in right in front of the Tigers bench. Goes cross court to Mullenauer. Head coach Scott Elkert.
Good timeout.
Says it's a little shaky. Full timeout. 2:12 to go in the third. Tigers up one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years. Each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, don't forget, right through 9 o'clock tonight, the Salvation Army is conducting its annual Stuff the Bus outside the Sydney Walmart. Head over there. That's the Sydney Walmart. The Salvation Army Stuff the Bus, where they're accepting donations for the needy boys and girls this Christmas. And don't forget to ask about the mascots before the night is over. The mascots. It's Stuff the Bus outside the Sydney Walmart. You can go right there now. Stay in touch with this game via the radio on your phone, scoresbroadcast.com, or the radio in your car, perhaps WMVR. 2:11 left in the third. Tigers up one, 27-26 over Fort Loramie. Riker, top of the circle. He clutches. Deals to Sosby. Let's see what head coach Scott Elkert has drawn up, Chuck, after that timeout.
Well, they're not getting a lot of scoring tonight out of anybody but Riker.
You're right. That didn't sound right. I said, let's see what he's...
Up, Chuck.
Let's see what he's drawing up, Chuck. My fault.
I get that a lot. I get a lot of what's up, Chuck.
Uh-oh, bad pass, Jackson Center. Tigers went to the baseline, left to the hole, and threw it out of bounds.
Well, you try to enter to the post from the point. That's not a very good angle pass.
Exactly. 90 seconds to go in the third. Fort Loramie shooting here for the lead. A two would put him up one. Burning top of the circle, ball high overhead. Deep right corner, Colin Moore. Reichert guards him. Now Burning. Burning wants to dive into the lane. Can't do it. Albers is out of the game right now for Fort Loramie.
Trying to walk off whatever he did to his foot.
Yeah, they have stoved it earlier. Burning. Here is Devin Ratterman, 25 feet away, or I should say Caleb Maurer, my mistake. Now Moore. Here's Caleb Meyer, wants to go baseline, can't. Under a minute to go, third quarter. Lane Frilling catches 20 feet out. Little give and go back to Frilling. Might have gotten away with a walk. Overshot a seven-footer. Was in tight, couldn't convert. And then Jackson Center, second straight floor error. Out of bounds pass.
Yeah, Frilling turned the corner, thought he had it, and Riker was standing right there.
Yep, we're down to 43.8 to go here in the third quarter. Jackson Center up one, 27-26.
We might be able to get to Walmart and do the stuff the bus at this rate.
Yeah, this is a quickly paced game on the clock on the wall. At times, it's been fairly fast-paced on the floor. Right now, Fort Loramie is clinging to the ball. Down one, 27-26. Under 20 to go here in the third. Burning's got the ball. Picked up by Sosby, 40 feet away. Down to 13, 12, 11. Critical juncture of the game. Important possession by Fort Loramie. With seven to go, Burning picks up the dribble. Fires wildly for Frilling. Intercepted. Jackson Center's Riker to Regula. Long 40-footer. Okay. Off to the left. Just missed it. Tigers maintain the single-point advantage. 27-26 after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in LA, California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Here we go. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR. Terrific fourth quarter in store for you now. Jackson Center leads by one. Fort Loramie possession. Starting the fourth period of play. Deep in the right wing. Ball fed to Caleb Meyer. Tries to go Frilling down in the baseline. He is kneed from behind. Common foul.
Yep. Mark, that is his first, team second.
Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. You buy furniture with assistance from family at Goffney. I'll tell you more about it in just a moment. Top of the circle with the ball was Radiman is in. Handoff on the way to a teammate who traveled.
Well, that was Caleb Meyer. They set up a three for him. It wasn't there, and he put it on the floor and ran into too much traffic.
Yeah, the defense corralled him. That caused the mistake. One-point lead, Jackson Center. Seven and a half to go here in the fourth. On the dribble, midcourt, Regula. Picked up way out on the floor by Maurer of Fort Loramie. Regula goes right side to Reichert. Team foul situation, not a factor. Whistle blows underneath. Holding against Fort Loramie.
Good to see Albers back out there. He looks like he's moving okay.
Yeah.
Nolan Burning.
Two fouls each way in this half. We got Routerman out, Frilling out. Ty Ruhenkamp in for the first time, I think, Chuck.
That's the first time we've seen him.
6 foot junior. Major changes from head coach Corey Britton to Fort Loramie. As Chuck noted, Grant Albers, the 6'3 post player in. Here's Mullenauer, foul line, twisting, turning, ducks under. Left the 9-footer short, barely caught iron. Rebound goes out of bounds, and it's the Redskins' possession. Both teams.
Well, it was 6-3 in the third quarter.
Yeah.
Loramie.
Not much offense here in the second half. Both teams coming up thumbs. Here in the last 9 minutes of play. Of course, offensive points at a premium. There is pressure now. So much at stake. Final 6:50 of this game. 27-26. Tigers up one. Albers on the arc. Fakes right. Goes left. Oh, he goes hard to the rim. Nice stride. And did he attract a two-shot foul? I think so.
Wow.
Was it on the floor, or had he released the ball in the air?
It was on the floor, but they're calling it a two-shot foul.
Albers to the stripe for Fort Loramie, trying to take advantage. If he sinks both, Then Fort Loramie goes in front. In and out. Tough break. Still 27-26 Jackson Center. 6:44 to go. Fourth quarter. Only 9 total points. Right, Chuck, in the second half. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Second shot, Albers, dips the knees, yes. Tied up at 27. Fort Loramie tries to snap a 5-game losing string to Jackson Center. 6:40 left to go here in the game. Sosby, midcourt for the Tigers. Fakes right, goes left, down the middle. 25 feet away, it's Reese. Reichert pops out to catch. Right side throw to Sosby. Devin Ratterman on him. Good matchup there. Into the middle it goes to Camden Reese. Left corner, Reichert. Reichert on the arc. Wants to drive on Albers. Can't do it. Flips it back out to Regula. Regula tries to make something happen. Look at him go to work. Down the lane against Burning. Threw it up there high off the glass. Here comes Fort Loramie. Tied up at 27. 6 minutes to go. Significant juncture in this game. Redskins try to edge ahead. Burning. Cross court. Gives it up to Maurer. Now Albers. 5:48 to go. Redskins with the ball on top. It's Maurer. Now Colin Moore. Albers guarded by Reichert. Here's Colin Moore, 25 feet away. Switch defensively by Jackson Center. Here's Burning behind the arc. He motions down to 5:23 to go. 27-27 tie. Here's Colin Moore, shot fake on the arc. This reminds me of the regional tournament game 2 years ago. 30-25 final, won to Jackson Center. Time out, Redskins. 5:17 to go in the fourth. We're tied on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
We've heard from Stan Evans. Thanks, Stan. That's two Fridays in a row. I think Stan Evans has been up in Michigan listening to scoresbroadcast.com. Last Friday night, we heard from Arizona, Wisconsin, New York, upstate New York, and Stan in Michigan. I'm sure others around the country were listening via the internet. Here's Burning after the timeout. Slings up a three. Missed it hard. Rebound Tigers. Tied at 27. Camden Reese pulls up at the foul line. Now to Riker, 20 feet away. High right. Into the top of the circle with it on a weave to Camden Reese, 25 feet away on the left. We're tied at 27, 4:44 to go here in the fourth quarter. Chuck, how many points for Jackson Center in this half?
Well, they've scored 3.
Here's Reichert, fakes left, goes right, works hard on Albers. Might have shuffled. He's in the lane, gets rid of it. Mullenauer gave it up to Reese. Reese fumbled. We got a push off eventually near midcourt. Colin Moore, common foul.
Too much dribbling right now for Jackson. They're not really running much in the way of offense.
Right. And I just read Scott Elkert's lips. He said, too much dribbling. We're just not running much in the way of offense.
There you go. I would love to have been as good a coach as that man.
4:17, 4:16, 4:15 to go here in the fourth. Tied at 27. Sosby veers to the right corner. Makes a bounce pass. It's errant into the hands of Fort Loramie. Maurer streaks down the right side and pulls up. Redskins now with what, the third opportunity in a row to go ahead, maybe the fourth.
They've had one lead. They hit a three to start the second quarter, and that put them up 11-10. Yep. That's their only lead of the game.
Had a chance to go up when the score was 27-26 here. They've had a couple three chances at 27 apiece. Here we go again. 3:44 left in the fourth quarter. Top of the circle, Caleb Meyer. Now Colin Moore outside the arc on the left. Albers straight away. We're all the way down to 3:30 left. Oh, post up, moving the paint. Colin Moore, 5-footer, short. Good play, just didn't finish.
Yep.
3:20 left to go. Well, both teams ice cold. Here's Reichert, baseline right. We got a jump ball. We got a jump ball. Outstanding defensive play by Albers. Albers got a fist on the leather. Reichert tried to make a power move below the rim. Arrow, though, favors Jackson Center, which keeps it. We're all the way down to 3:16 to go in the fourth quarter. Chuck, is that possible?
Yeah.
Jackson Center enters the ball below the rim all the way into the backcourt to Reichert. Jackson Center is tied with Fort Loramie, 27 apiece. Here's a near tie-up, five-second call. Oh, it could have been five. No. Jackson Center in the nick of time.
Got the timeout.
Gets a timeout. Chuck, we'll keep it right here. Talk a little bit about Gaffney Furniture and Mattress Center. I began so a few minutes ago. 3:04 to go, fourth quarter. 27-27 tie. Chuck, my estimate that 40 would win this game.
Might be 30.
You see, for 76 years, Gaffney at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Our spacious showroom at Gaffney Furniture offers high-quality furniture and some of everything. Sofas and sectionals, beds and mattresses, chairs and recliners, and furniture for every room. Bar stools, kitchen tables, servers, sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection at Gaffney Furniture make us far superior to the big box giants and the e-commerce megastores. You can't beat Gaffney. Shop and buy online at GaffneyFurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery, too, at 2600 West Michigan Avenue. Go Gaffney. Our family's got you covered. Aiden Reichert just spurted to the rim. A good surging drive by Reichert. He's got the field goal. And the two-pointer notched by Reichert boosts Jackson Center into the lead.
Well, Loramie got stuck in a switch situation, and Reichert had the advantage.
Here's a fadeaway 15-footer by Rodman at the foul line. Looked like he might have been hacked. Could have been partially blocked. No call. Jackson Center loose ball. Mullenauer down the floor. Shot it too fast. He let it go in a hurry. Should have pulled it back out. Missed the 18-footer.
Yep.
Fort Loramie now a chance to tie or take the lead again.
Yeah, 1-on-3 is never a good time to take a shot.
A minute 56 to go here in the fourth. Albers to Burning. Burning maneuvers. Oh, wanted to go to Albers, couldn't. Rodman sizes up a three. Got it! Devin Rodman.
Caleb Maurer.
I'm sorry, my mistake. Caleb Maurer, 11. Caleb Maurer and Devin Rodman from behind look a little bit alike, or at least I thought they did.
Yeah.
Chuck, that is what, the second lead for Fort Loramie
yep.
in this game?
That's their second. They've had 2 1-point leads now.
A minute 37 to go in the fourth. 30-29 Fort Loramie. What a shot by Caleb Maurer. That was all cord. It was dead on.
Oh, yeah.
Like a laser when it left his hand. Well, Jackson Center is in a position now, Chuck, where it's got to trust Aiden Reichert to come up with big points.
Right. Well, I mean, they've been relied on him all night. He's got 19 of their 29, so.
Yep. A minute 26 to go in the fourth. Jackson Center is behind by one after the Caleb Maurer three ball for Fort Loramie. A minute 16 to go, 30-29. Redskins lead. In the regional semifinal 2 years ago, Jackson Center beat Fort Loramie 30-25. Right now, Fort Loramie's up one. Here's Reichert. Reichert darts to the rim all the way to the cup. Big goal by Reichert. 4 points from him in the last minute. Fort Loramie to midcourt. Fort Loramie timeout. Redskins down one, 55 to go on scores, broadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
And a big thank you here on Scores Broadcast to Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, M&A, Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, all in Fort Loramie. 47 seconds to go. Here's a fadeaway 15-foot shot.
Wow.
Yes, Caleb Maurer again. Caleb Maurer to the rescue for Fort Loramie. 32-31 Skins. Big possession Tigers. Riker 25 feet away. And Albers, with a wise move, bumped him way out on the floor. You have to take it out of bounds. There's no foul.
Right. That's what you said at the timeout. Why are they letting him get to the rim? Foul him and make him bring the ball back in again.
No foul shot. Team foul 5 on Fort Loramie. Good move by Albers. I'm sure head coach Corey Britton instructed his Redskins defensively, hey, if somebody might have a half step on you out on the floor, don't let them get by.
Right.
Commit the foul, force them to take it back out. Now the Tigers with the timeout of 30.4 to go. Jackson Center down 1, 32-31. My goodness gracious, Chuck, has Caleb Maurer ever come up big?
Well, he's got 14 points, but he's got the last 5 for Loramie when everything was either offensively stagnant for them. He has really picked up the pace.
And Reichert's got the last 4 for Jackson Center.
He's got 21. 21 out of 31. And Maurer has 15 out of 32. So those two have been the offense tonight.
Yeah,
sure.
Boy. Yeah, boy. Don't forget tomorrow. We are online at about 1. Anna Fort Loramie. Ohio State basketball and WMVR will preempt us. They will record, play the Fort Loramie Anna girls game back later in the afternoon. But we are online at about 1. Fort Loramie at Anna girls basketball tomorrow on Scores Broadcast. 26 seconds to go. Here's quickly Camden Reese down the floor. Wants to drive for Jackson Center. On the arc to Regula. Regula twists and turns. Gives it to Fark. 18 to go. Now Reese 25 feet away. Throws it away. Deflected by Fort Loramie. And Devin Radiman and Caleb Maurer go for the ball. Maurer sucks it up. Foul. Jackson Center. It's still common.
Yeah, they've got 2 more fouls to give before they send them to the free throw line. There's only 14-3 to go in the game.
And the Redskins are set to throw it in, and a timeout is called by the Tigers, who have uncharacteristically, Chuck, turned it over on several big occasions in this half.
Well, that was good defense, but I'll tell you, the offense was standing there. There was 4 kids out there trying to get the ball to Reichert, and Fort Loramie knows that. So somebody else is going to have to step up, but they're going to have to get a couple of fouls in to go for the steal, pick up a couple of fouls. It's going to be, even if they make 2 free throws, it's going to be 7 or 8 seconds left in the game when they get the ball back.
Yeah. Here's the situation. 14.3 to go. 4 team fouls in Jackson Center. Fort Loramie's up 1. Fort Loramie's got the ball. Jackson Center's got to go foul, foul, foul. and send Fort Loramie to the line.
Yep, they can't let a lot of time go off here doing it either.
Nope, it's Burning going. Inbounds and backcourt. That's Caleb Meyer. Somebody's on his back. That's team foul 5 on Fort Loramie. The clock went from 14 to 13. Jackson Center wants to pick off a pass here and make a steal. Fort Loramie's got to keep it secure. Burning having trouble. Good defense, Tigers. Good defense, Jackson Center. You may have heard Corey Britton in the background. Timeout, timeout, timeout. Redskins got it. Great D by the Tigers. 32-31 Fort Loramie, 13.5 to go. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna, one of our fine sponsors. It has served Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977. Services include home remodels, additions, outbuildings, with over 200 years of experience among current employees. Hoing and Hoing has become one of the premier home builders in the region. Hoing and Hoing Builders. We are pleased to promote Hoing and Hoing on scoresbroadcast.com. What you can imagine, we can create at Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna. Well, Burning inbound successfully. The ball is caught by Caleb Maurer, and the clock didn't get below 13.
It's went right, down half a second.
Yeah, down to 13. So two fouls by Jackson Center, and less than 2 seconds have gone off the clock. Still 13 to go. The next foul is the seventh, and a 1-1. It's been inbounded on the play by Fort Loramie. It is caught on one hop by Caleb Meyer. Foul, Jackson Center. Still 11.9 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie up 132-31.
Well, Jackson has to be cognizant of what the score is. They could be down 1, 2, or 3 at the end of these free throws.
Yes. 1-1, Caleb Meyer, he makes it. 33-31, Fort Loramie. Now, if he drops this into the bottom of the well, Jackson Center's got to shoot a three. 1, 2, 3 dribbles by Meyer, eyes the bucket. Oh, it's bouncing all around. Hit the rim 4 times, maybe 5. It's good. 11.9 to go. Jackson Center down 3. The ball is inbounded by Jackson Center. It's fumbled. The Tigers lost the handle. Scrum for it. Who's got it? It's a jump. The arrow favors Fort Loramie. What a turn of events in the last couple minutes of this game. The Redskins are in position to win this game after trailing, Chuck, what, 95% of the way?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, just too many turnovers and too many people on Jackson not wanting to take the shot.
Exactly. And with 5.8 to go, the Redskins inbound the ball at their end, and shoved in the back is Caleb Meyer, who strolls to the line again. His second free throw, Chuck, seconds ago. It hit the rim 4 or 5 times.
It took about 5 seconds for it to go through.
5.8 to go. Fort Loramie up 3 now, 34-31. After Meyer's 2 free throws, this is still a 1-1. It's good. 35-31, and Fort Loramie's in business.
Loramie's got to be careful. They got 2 coaches standing, and that's a technical foul.
You don't dare. A referee would call that.
Oh, heck yes, they would.
Second shot, Meyer. Swish! He's got them both. Fort Loramie's up 5. Here comes Jackson Center's Reichert. He zoomed to midcourt. Whistle blew. What happened?
I'm not real sure.
And now the officials will converge and confer. With 4.7 to go, Fort Loramie up 5. By far and away, easily Fort Loramie's biggest lead of this game, which has been led by Jackson Center for all but the final seconds. And simply put, Jackson Center's offense totally disappeared.
Oh, yeah, they scored 7 points in the second half.
Totally disappeared. When you score seven in the final two quarters, Chuck, you have a hard time winning.
No, you're not going to win a lot of games in a varsity boys basketball game scoring seven.
No. Want to remind you again about Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna. Pleased to promote Hoing and Hoing, serving Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977, specializing in custom-built homes on your lot or any of the lots northeast of Kettlersville on Retker Road. Hoing and Hoing Builders. So many thanks to the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Certified with the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading. That's the Jewelry Barn. Rushi Versailles Road. Tell Jolene Rinderly that you heard about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. And remember, through December 24th, 15 to 50% off all items in stock at the Jewelry Barn. Here's Regula inbounding midcourt, lobbing down inside for Reichert. Off his hands, off the backboard. Fort Loramie retrieves. It's over. Come from behind win by Fort Loramie, which breaks a five-game losing string to Jackson Center. Redskins 36, Tigers 31. Chuck, let's hear from Geyers. 60-second spot, maybe give you time to calculate the numbers. I'll come back and talk about Tom and Jerry's. Then we'll wrap it up with our Clancy's and the scoring. 5-point win, Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie, one of our fine sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs. Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. At Tom and Jerry's, we will do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable, no matter what the outside temp happens to be. And we take pride in offering prompt and professional assistance. Simply make an appointment online, TomJerry's.com, or call Mike at 937-295-3243, 295-3243. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Chuck, a good start to a good basketball game is a good thing, but it's more important to finish.
Well, yeah, I mean, Jackson had a real nice first half, and the second half, they totally relied on Reichert. Nobody else stepped up to try to even, didn't look like anybody was attempting to score. And that's going to make it tough for them. They played much better defense tonight, but their offense, except for Reichert, really struggled. They were led in scoring by Reichert. He had 21 of their 31. That's not very good. They got five out of Sosby, three from Regula, two from Fark. They scored 31 for the game. Loramie led by Caleb Maurer, had a terrific game, 14 points, 10 for Caleb Meyer. He hit 4 for 4 in the fourth quarter shooting free throws. And then they got six out of Burning, two threes in the second quarter, three from Grant Alberts, and three for Colin Moore. And the Clancy's players of the game, obviously for Jackson, is going to be Aiden Reichert. And on the other side, I'm going to go with Caleb Maurer.
Those are our Clancy's Award winners. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Don't forget the Stuff the Bus at the Sydney Walmart, sponsored by the Salvation Army, WMVR, the 105.5 TAM FM, a big part of this activity as well. That's the Stuff the Bus outside the Sydney Walmart. Head over there now, where they are accepting donations for the needy boys and girls this Christmas. And don't forget to ask about mascots.
Well, I'll tell you what, I can't imagine. The need this year has got to be higher than the last few years combined.
Yep. Job well done by our local radio station, WMVR in Sydney, 105.5 TAM FM. Thank you so much. Great game tonight, won by Fort Loramie, which pulls it out of the fire at the end, 36-31, the finale.
Yep. Didn't go to the free throw line until the fourth quarter. They hadn't shot a free throw, and they were 5-6 in the fourth quarter.
Jackson Center's offense second half, Chuck, is meager. Meager, the right word?
Well, yeah, they got 6 points out of Reichert, and they got a free throw out of Regula. That's what they scored in the second half.
The big baskets by Caleb Maurer of Fort Loramie.
Yeah, terrific.
Big free throws by Caleb Meyer of Fort Loramie.
Yep, the Calebs stepped up for Fort Loramie.
Don't forget Brookins tomorrow night. Oh, boy. Marinated pork chops. You got to get there early. Outstanding. Mouth-watering. Delicious. Marinated pork chops at Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, could not have gotten off the ground without the support from LaCalle. Thank you so much. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw and Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. OsgoodBank.com. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster. SECURCOM.com online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection, the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. And Chuck, for our partners, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, for our listening audience, we heard from a lot of you tonight. We were coming in crystal clear from several states and around the Upper Miami Valley as well. For WMVR, for Chuck, Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Fort Loramie, where the Redskins finally emerged a 5-point winner over Jackson Center in a thriller, 36-31.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.